Let the mudslinging begin, or continue. In a new TV ad, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett's campaign is charging that his Democratic opponent Tom Wolf is promising to raise taxes for working families. WHYY's Dave Davies takes a look at whether the charge is true and why Wolf himself is now on camera in a new ad attacking the incumbent.
Governor Corbett's been running well behind Tom Wolf in every poll, so he spent the summer rolling out one attack ad after another against the Democrat. Here's the latest.
Millionaire Tom Wolf says as governor, he'll raise the state income tax on many middle-class Pennsylvania families. Wolf thinks these hardworking Pennsylvanians just aren't paying their fair share.
The images here are of nice young couples fretting over mounting bills and grainy black and white images of a heartless Tom Wolf. The claim is based on Wolf's proposal to change the way the state income tax is levied. Unlike the federal income tax, which charges higher rates for big earners, the state has the same flat rate for everybody. Wolf wants to change that and make the tax more progressive. So is it true that Wolf's plan would raise taxes on the middle class?
It depends on what you mean by middle class.
That's Stephen Medvick, professor of government at Franklin and Marshall College. Wolf hasn't outlined a specific plan, but last week he gave a hypothetical example of how it might work. We could make the first $30,000 of everybody's income exempt from the tax and raise the rate from just over 3% to 5%. So anyone earning more than $30,000 would pay that higher rate, but only on the amount above that figure. That would mean the affluent would pay a higher effective rate than the poor. An analysis by the online news service Capital Wire concluded those rates would mean taxpayers earning less than $78,000 a year would get a break. Anybody making more than $78,000 would see an increase.
Is that a middle-class person or not?
Again, Stephen Medvick.
Corbett clearly wants you to think that it is and think that there's lots of people in that category, and therefore Wolf is going to raise taxes on a lot of Pennsylvanians.
The Capital Wire analysis concludes that more than three-quarters of Pennsylvania taxpayers would pay less under that scenario, but there are clearly winners and losers. Wolf's campaign stresses he hasn't outlined a specific plan on the income tax because what's needed will depend on how much revenue would come from other steps he favors, such as a natural gas extraction tax, charter school reform, and closing corporate tax loopholes. A couple of non-traditional polls suggest the race may be tightening some, though Wolf retains a substantial lead. But it's clear the Democrat has decided to start swinging back. Here's his latest ad, which begins with Wolf himself speaking to the camera.
Have you seen Tom Corbett's ads attacking me? Get real. It's Tom Corbett who's been sticking it to the middle class on taxes.
Wolf says Corbett cut education funding, forcing communities to raise property taxes, and he says Corbett, quote, raised your gas taxes through the roof. That's an interesting charge, since the gas surcharge was the result of a transportation funding bill worked out last year with Democratic support, and which Wolf himself has praised. Medvick says he doesn't see anything from either side so far that looks like a game changer, but he finds it interesting that the Corbett ads constantly refer to his opponent as millionaire Tom Wolf.
You know, all of that's very reminiscent of the Obama campaign against Mitt Romney. And so, you know, it's interesting that Corbett is taking this kind of more populist approach to the campaign at this point. And I'll be curious to see if that continues throughout the fall, because it's a kind of role reversal. You know, the voters don't typically expect the Republican candidate to be the one playing the populist card.
The latest Corbett ad refers to his opponent as multimillionaire Tom Wolf and never says who's a Republican or who's a Democrat. Dave Davies, WHYY News.